Mountain Home School District did receive a grant from the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality. That was money that they received from a Volkswagen settlement where they were lying about their fuel efficiency. And the way that grant works is we were approved based on five of our oldest buses that run routes of 30 miles or shorter to make sure that electric vehicles would be appropriate for that. And the way that grant works is they've allotted us $1.87 million for a total of five buses, and that means that the school would not only have to purchase five electric buses, purchase and install the charging for them, and then we would also have to destroy five of the diesel buses that we were replacing.
Do you have land to where you could install five additional charging stations?
Currently at the bus garage now, we have enough power there. We would have to get with energy and drop a transformer.
Are you reimbursed for all construction costs associated with implementing the charging stations?
We would be, but it would cost the district whatever went over the $1.875 million would be a district cost. So when we add all of this up, you know, and that'll end up being a conversation for the superintendent and the school board. We need to run these numbers, see how much the buses cost now, because I can tell you that when we applied for the grant to now, the bus costs are up almost $30,000 or $40,000 each. When you look at these chargers, they're not cheap. They start around $30,000. So when you start adding all that up versus how much the grant is for, you know, the question will be, is that a good financial thing for Mountain Home School District to do?
Do you have to have a special license as a bus driver to drive the electric buses compared to the current ones?
No, they're very similar. They still have air brakes. There would just be a little bit of training on them, but honestly, they're easier to drive. They go up hills easier. They're much more quiet, and there's a lot less mechanically to go wrong with them.
Could you go to Marion and back for a basketball game without having to recharge?
So these are going to be have a range of about 138 miles, and they're going to take about 3 hours to charge from empty. So I think you're going to see mainly these are going to stay in town.
How many school districts across the state currently have electric buses?
You know, I don't know. We applied for a grant earlier before this one became available, and we did not receive it. And I think there were a few in Arkansas that did get them. I think it was like Alpena. I think West Memphis may have got some.
If you drive one over to West Memphis, you know, for a ball game, could you drive it over there and utilize their charging?
And charge up?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I think the only thing that's going to stop you other than the 130 miles is the ability to charge right now. You know, I can go to Little Rock and charge my car, but I can't put that bus in, you know, that car.
With the charging stations, I mean, I know you need to probably have one per bus to keep everything going, but could you, depending on how costs are, get only maybe two or three versus the full five to start out with?
There's a range of ways you can charge those. You can get one for each bus. You can actually get one that will charge three buses sequentially. So it'll charge one, charge another, charge another. And you can get some cheaper options that, you know, maybe it'll take 12 hours to charge them instead of three.
On a side note, how is the district handling, you know, the current bus drivers? I mean, I know that they've worked very hard over the past couple of years to try and recruit additional bus drivers for the district. Do you have enough bus drivers to fit your current needs?
I don't think we ever have enough bus drivers. So if you would like to come and take off work at 3 o'clock and come on over and drive a route, I'm sure they'll have you. In this case, you know, this isn't five additional buses that would need drivers. This would be replacing five that we already have. So we wouldn't have to look for extra while we're already looking for some.